Okay, today's daf is Kilayim Daf Nun Ches 58, and we continue with Perek Yezeo Aris here on Nun Zayin of Abayz, where we are discussing the idea of spreading out a vine onto a pergola, onto trees, v'chulu. So we started off the Mishnah yesterday, where the Mishnah said that if somebody spreads a vine onto apifyaros, onto what we would call a pergola, type of roof that supports the vine, and it did not spread yet, but the goal is for it to spread over on the vine, on the area that is not filled in yet, so then one is not allowed to plant Zerayim underneath the extra, because, as we saw yesterday in the Mefarshim, that the entire pergola is considered as if it is already covered in vine, and therefore it is bottle to the vine, and therefore one is all out of plants rhyme under there. If one did, so then it does not become usher bahana yet, because you know there it's not. It is a bottle in a certain sense, but it doesn't actually have the halacha of the vine. But once the vine spread, v'mhilech hachadash, the Mishnah said, so then it would be usher. And the same thing we said, if madle al mixas ilan srak, if somebody used a let's call it for now, a non-fruit-bearing tree, an ilan srak, so then also one would consider that as if it's a pergola, because the goal, as we'll see this in the Gemara, as the goal is to be able to have the vine spread across the ilan srak, and person, the owner, is planning to leave it there and that's the purpose of putting it on an ilan srak. But, in contrast, that's what we're up to now. In contrast, says the Mishnah Dalit, Hamadlas agefen al mixas ilan machal, if somebody takes a vine, and again, a vine cannot grow by itself, like we mentioned in the past year, Rav Shmuel Zalman, the Musarvar, that a vine, right, weddings are only always compared to vines, because vine has to be supported. So if one puts a vine on a fruit tree, so that's not kilay akarim, if you remember, right? There's no grafting going on. Kilayim with trees is only with grafting. So if somebody takes a vine and spreads it onto an apple tree, and it grows, so then mutar lavi zera al tachas hamosar. I'm allowed to put the vine onto the west side of the apple tree, and I could plant under the east side of the apple tree. Why? Because, as we'll see, the tree is not batel to the vine, unlike an ilan srak. And unlike the pergola, the apifyaros, there, the whole point is that this is going to be a vine support. And the whole thing is defined by the vine, and the ilan srak and the apifyaros are batel to the vine. But when it comes to a different tree, no, I'm supporting it, but I have no intention of being mevatel the tree. I'm very happy with the apples and the fruit and the other items that are on the tree, and therefore it would be mutter to plant zera under the rest. And if it grew, then pull it back. Pull it back. We don't assume it is usser, because that wasn't his intention. So that is the halacha. So now the Gemara continues. The Mishnah continues. Maisa shalach Rabbi Yeshua, Eitzel Rabbi Yishmael, Likfar Aziz. The Gemara says change. Right? The Rabbi Yeshua went to visit Rabbi Yishmael in Kfar Aziz, Vehareo Gefen, Shu Mudla, Mixas Teina, and he showed him a vine that was spread out over a fig tree. And Amarlo, Mani Lavi Zero Tachas Amosar. So Rishwal asked Rabbi Yeshua, "Nu, what do you think? Am I allowed to plant Zera under the rest?" Again, the Tanam weren't only in the base Medrash all day. They were involved in planting. They were involved in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, right? And therefore, Rabbi Yishwal asked Rabbi Yeshua, "You know, what do you think? Can I plant some under the rest?" Amarlo Mutar. He says, "Yeah." Right, that's exactly the example that was given in the Reisha. But then, Ve'aleo Misham Lebeis Miginaya, they went to another place, and Ve'aleo Gefichu Mudla Miksas Hakora, V'sanan Shal Shikama. Right, they went and it was being supported not by a fruit tree, but by a sycamore tree. Ubo Karos Harbin. We learned in other Mishnayos in Zerayim that the sycamore tree was specially used for its lumber, and they cut it all the way down to the stump, the sadana shikama, and then it grew. So this is basically branches and wood, not fruit. Some of the mefarshim say, even if a couple of little fruit grow here and there, this tree wasn't known for its fruit. The fruit didn't have any chashivas at all, and therefore this is known, ki'ilu, it's a ilan srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree. So Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yeshua, Amar lo tachas hakoras, so I'm sorry, so he asked about being planting under the shar here, and Amar lo, here he answered, no. Tachas akora azu aser vashar mutter. Depending, wherever the geffen is, that's aser. And wherever the geffen is going to grow onto the continuation of that branch, that's also aser. But the rest of the tree is mutter, right? What's the chiddush of this line? That the branches of a sycamore tree are chashuv and thick and important themselves, so we don't look at those trees, those branches, as if it's one big tree, and like the Reisha said, that you can't be zera tachas amosar, because you're planning to have it spread out there. But by the sycamore tree, every branch is chashuv b'fnei atzmo and thick, right? The Mara Folda says, sha'ani roeh kol kora v'kora ki'ilon b'fnei atzmo. I consider every kara like a tree by itself, and therefore, I'm not allowed to put zera underneath the extension of the branches, but I'm allowed to put it under other branches. So the extension of the branches are branches. Branches are part of a tree. We're going to have a number of areas today, which we'll be able to touch on. Hilchos Shabbos, again, as we discussed over the past couple of weeks, we touched on here and there, it comes up. But here we're talking about branches. Branches are considered part of the tree. It's all one big item, even though, for this halacha, separate branches are looked at as separate entities in terms of planting under them. But for a tree, it's all branches are trees, and they're asur midrabanan to use a tree on Shabbos. Right, if we're here, we'll plant the kelayim during the week, obviously, but on Shabbos, trees are trees. We know the trees, the Isra Shtamshus B'ilan, is included in the Isra Drabbanan of Kotzer, because if somebody climbs up a tree, if somebody leans on a tree, even without moving it, we know the laws of Muksa only apply if I move Muksa. If I touch Muksa, if I put my finger on a car, that's not Asur on Shabbos. If I move Muksa, that is Asur on Shabbos. The poskim say that, you know, if there's something that's very easily movable, then touching it is going to move it automatically, so I'm not supposed to do that. But when it comes to the Isra of Hishtamshus B'ilon, that's not about moving it. What if you have a very strong tree with a strong, like a sycamore tree, like the Mishnah's talking about? So, using that, even if it doesn't move, is going to be Asur Midrabanan. Right? These are the sugyas at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Lamed Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about the Isra Vishnapshas B'ilan. Why? Because the worry is, the concern is, that if I go up on a tree, if I use it in any way, I might come to rip off a branch. And even if you want to say that the tree that I have here, the branches are so thick, I'm never going to come to rip it off, still, it is Usser, as the Mishnah says in Beitza, Lo Olin Be'ilon, one is not allowed to climb a tree, Gzeira Shema Yitzlosh. A person might come to be Tolesh, to rip off, and that would be the Malacha of Kotzer. We spoke about Kotzer recently, I think, in one of the, this year. The Mishnah Berurah notes in Shilam Edvav, even if the tree is totally dried out, right? I feel the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Olin Be'ilon Bein Lach Bein Yavish. Person can't go climb a tree, even if it's basically dried out. Vein nitzlin bone, you can't be supported by it. Vein mishtamshin b'mechubar l'karka klal. One is not allowed to use, get hana, get benefit from anything that's attached to the ground. Gzeira, shema yala v'yitlosh. Right, because maybe white might want cup to use it. So I mean, leaning on a tree. Let's say I want to tie my shoes. I want to tie my shoes on Shabbos. Maybe we'll get to tying a little bit later. But I'm tying my shoes in a mutter way on Shabbos. So then, leaning on it is usur also. That's what he talks about lihishain be'ilan. There might be a difference between how much I lean on it, meaning a little bit, a drop, where I don't really need the tree, right? That's the whole smicha. I need to find leaning. So if the tree would be moved away and I would fall down, that's called leaning. If the tree would be moved away and I still would be standing, that's not really called, leaning. The Shulchan Aruch has an interesting case. What happens if somebody climbed a tree on Shabbos? Allah be'ilan b'Shabbos. Or what about before Shabbos? Whatever it is, the kids were playing in trees before Shabbos, and by the time Shabbos started, they were still in the tree. In the olden days, we used to have like tree houses, and build something up there, and we spend hours there. So Allah be'ilan b'Shabbos. I'm not saying on Shabbos, but during the week. But Allah be'ilan b'Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, b'shogeg mutter leireid, but maize it also lay raid. Bishogeg, you end up, you forgot it was Shabbos, you know it was usher, then you're allowed to come down. What's the problem? You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. Is it more using a tree by climbing down the tree? Or every second that you're up there, you're using the tree? So get down as fast as you can. What do we say? No. If you're up there, okay, you're stuck. Right? We're not going to let you. use the tree. So which is this? So in the footnote of one of the Shabbos Home, one of the articles Sfarim on Kotzer, say he has the quotes from the Megillah Sefer. He says Yesh La'ayin, right? This halacha about if you climb the tree, then b'shogeg you can come down, but b'mezid you're stuck. You have to stay there the rest of Shabbos. So Yesh La'ayin ha'im abiyur shemeikar hadin haya adif shagam b'shogeg lo yered. I mean, what's the ikar hadin and what was changed? What was step two? Do we say the meikar hadin? You shouldn't be able to come down at all because that's using a tree. Okay, it was b'shogeg, but you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. If we allow you to come down, you're hishtamshes b'ilan. Di yeshivaso sham nechsheves l'shimush b'sheva al taseh. Staying up there and not moving is using it in a passive way. But coming down is using it in an active way. But b'shogeg were meko hikilu lo hatir lo hayirida u'bemezit hamid alikar adin. Is that how we look at it? Really, everybody, you should stay up there. But, b'shogeg will be mekel. Or the opposite. Really, staying up there is a problem. But even b'mezid, you should really make or didn't be able to come down. Shemeker adin ayadav shekam b'mezid yerit shekam harigam yeshiva so sham nechsheves l'shimush biyadayim. It's better to come down. V'adav sheyerit v'yamayit bizurim. Get down and stop using the tree as quickly as you can on Shabbos. Ela shebemezid kansu hashalo yerit. But we're kones, you know what? You went up there b'mezid, you're stuck. You have to stay there. But nafgamina b'zeh im b'shogeg chayiv laredes o shezerak heter laredes. Right, that's an nafgamina. If you're allowed to come down if you went up b'shogeg, or you have to come down if you went up b'shogeg. Avalim rotz elish ersham, but if you, are comfortable there, then maybe you can stay there. So that is the achakira that is mentioned there. But again, it's in terms of coming down. Putting something on a tree, right? Let's say I want to hang my jacket on the tree on Shabbat. That's asur d'rabanan. That's ishtam shus be'ilan, right? We paskin even stade ilan, right? You're not the trunk. It's a, what happens if there's a nail? There's a nail sticking out of the tree. So I'm going to hang my jacket on the nail on the tree. Guess what? That's also asur d'rabanan. That's called stade ilan, and that's also asur d'rabanan. What's mutter is stade ilan. Two steps removed. That we pass on as mutter. So if somebody has two nails in the tree and they have a hammock hanging on the nails which are connected to the tree, so then one is allowed to go on the hammock on Shabbos because that's using stade ilan. To put the hammock on the nails on Shabbos, that's not allowed because that's using the nails directly. That's stade ilan. But going into the hammock that's already there from before Shabbos, or let's say there's a jacket that's hanging on a nail on the tree on Shabbos. It's like it puts something in the pocket and it takes something out of the pocket because that's using the jacket that's stade ilan, right? Those are already two steps removed, and that would be okay. What's called a tree, so the Shulchan Aruch talks about, it has to be three tefachim high. Less than three tefachim high is just called stump, right? And therefore that's not called using, and therefore if somebody wants to lean on that or step on that, that would be okay. So then the Shulchan Aruch talks a little bit about walking on grass on Shabbos, right, that you're allowed to do as long as you're not running with spikes in your shoes or cleats where for sure grass will be ripped out, but just walking normally on the grass on Shabbos, that would be allowed. Mutar leilecha gabi asavim bein lachem in yaveshim, says the Shulchan Aruch. Kimash inim eskavim litlosh, because you don't have kavana to be tolish. Again, there's a lot here relating to dealing with trees on Shabbos, but that is the general issa d'rabanan. Trees and branches, but branches are part of the tree. Anything sticking from the tree is called stade, and anything sticking from that, two steps removed, that will be stade ilan. But here we spoke a little bit about the sycamore tree. Again, the using and putting a vine across a non-fruit-bearing tree, whether it's a ilan srak, whether it's the sycamore tree, whether it is a pergola, then one is not allowed to plant under the mosar because the rest of the support is batel, as we saw yesterday. Masheki, when it comes to the fruit tree, as we'll see. So says the Mishnah now. Back to the Mishnah. Ezeo ilan srak. What kind of question is this? What is called a tree that doesn't bear fruit? We know what an ilan srak is. We have it elsewhere in halacha. So the pshat is that maybe ilan srak here has a different definition, right? Ilan srak, a We usually translate it as a non-fruit-bearing tree. But maybe here, for this halacha of kilayim, it would have a different definition. So machlokas. First day, no, kol she'enos ha'peiros. What we always thought in Ilan Srak was, right? If a tree does not produce fruit, so then we say, oh, if a person uses that for support for his vine, he's mevatel it to the vine. But if it has any type of fruit on it, any fruit is, all fruit are chashuv, according to the Tanakhama, and therefore, apples and pears and peaches, any type of fruit tree, if the vine is on it, you could plant onto the moser, because you're not mevatel, the owner is not mevatel the tree to the vine. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. Here has a different definition. Hakol Ilan Srak. All fruit trees are considered Ilan Srak for this. Why? Because the vines are so chashuv that if I put a vine over fruit trees, other fruit trees, I'm a vatel, my fruit tree to the vine, because the vine is so important that chashuv. Chutz ben azayis ben atein, except for olives and figs. Olives and figs have special, they're chashuv, and therefore, I'm not mevatel l'dafka to those, says Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yossi Omer, kol she'ein kamoha notin sado shleimos harizei ilan srak. Rebbe Yossi has another definition. Do you plant these trees in large fields? If you plant the trees in large fields, that shows there's a chashivas to the trees, and therefore, those wouldn't be batel to the vines. But all other ones that you don't plant in large fields, so then those would be batel to the vines. Ilani Srak come up beferish, right? They talk on the post, come talk about it about by Baltashkas, right? By the Baltashkas in the Torah is by fruit bearing trees, in contrast to non fruit bearing trees. So maybe we'll touch on that. Let's just first do a little bit more of the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Chizkia Amar. We'll read the Gemara like the Mahara Fulda reads the Gemara. So the width and the length. Let's say you have some vines on this pergola, like we said, the first case of the Mishnah, the apifiaros. So you have some vines, so it could spread in two directions. It could spread widthwise and lengthwise. So how much? Let's say I have a huge pergola. Huge! Like it's, I don't know, next to a shul and huge. And I have some vines on the edge starting to grow. So the whole pergola is going to be usher now to plant under. It's huge! So there are limits. The Gemara says no. Doesn't go all the way out. So depending which direction. Chizkia Amar, when it comes to the width. When it comes to the width, Mishlosha Va'ar, if it's within three tvachim of where the vines end, so then that's considered as if you're planting onto the vines. As we've said before, within three is lavud. Mishlosha Va'ar Ba, between three and four tvachim away from the edge of the vines, he must nisa. Right? That's what our Mishnah is talking about, and that is what it's going to be usher. That's the issue of tachas amosar, between three and four tvachim from the edge where the vines end. Pachas bishlosha kesasim, right? Less than three, right? It's as if the vine is right over it, as we said. And therefore, that would be usher to plant under. Mishlosha barabba mashlim, but, to repeat, between three and four tvachim, that completes the space of the vine. It's mashlim. And therefore, that's called the sha'ar that you're not allowed to plant under. Right? That's the how the Mara Folda reads it. So Marcha, I'm going to read the Mara Folda. I'm sorry, one more line of the Gemara first. Arba'a nachasulo. Right? Once you've gotten to four tvachim, then nachas, that's enough for the vine. And beyond four tvachim, away from the edge of the vine, that you can plant under. Even by in Ilan Srak and Apifiaros and the pergola, it's up to four tvachim away. That's what we're talking about. That's what cannot be planted under. That's in terms of the width of the Ilan Srak or the Apifiaros. Adhecha, what about lengthwise? Rabbi Yaakov or Idi B'Shem. So lengthwise is on the same, it's on the same, let's say, row of the, so one has a larger shear, because there it's looked at as really part of the vineyard, part of the vine. So Rabbi Yaakov or Idi B'Shem B'Shem and Lakash Ad Arba Amos. Four amos. You have four amos from the edge of the vine. Up until four amos, one is not allowed to plant there. Beyond that is okay. Ravacha, Rav Chinna, B'Shem, Rav Shimon, Lakish, Ad Sheish Amos. Six amos, that's the shear from the edge. So he has a larger shear when you look at the length of the where the vines are. The Rambam tells us, when we talk about, again, this definition, we have a machlokes in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, about how you define Ilan Srak, or not Ilan Srak. As I said, the classic definition of Ilan Srak are non-fruit-bearing trees, which is what the Tanakhama says in our Mishnah, and the the context in the Torah where you have the difference between Ilan Yisroch and non-Ilan Yisroch is, as I said, Bal Tashchis. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, the Isser De'oraisa Bal Tashchis with full Malkus, is fruit-bearing trees. Ein kotesin ilani ma'achal shechutz l'medina. One is not allowed to cut down fruit trees or food trees, which are fruit trees. Ve nomoni men amasamayim. You can't make them dry out. Kadesh yibashu. Shenemar lo sashka says eitza. You can't destroy the trees. V'chala kotesin lokin. If you cut them down, I get malchus. V'lo b'matzar bilvad. El kol makom. As we said, if somebody destroys a tree in a destructive manner, one gets malchus. But kol ilan srak, same phrase, kol ilan srak, mutter lakutoso, afilo en esarachlo, there's no problem. If it's not a fruit-bearing tree, so then there's no isser of cutting it down, says the Rambam. V'chein ilan ma'achal shehizkin, or if a very old fruit tree, veino osel devar muat, so it doesn't produce anymore. It's not roy to be torah for it. Mutter lakutzo so, that also is mutter to be katzis. The Rambam does say, I think we mentioned this also recently in the shir, v'lohi ilanos bilvad, Baal Tashchis doesn't only apply to trees. Elakala mishaber kelim, v'koreh begadim. Anybody destroys anything in a destructive manner, breaks kelim, rips clothing, v'horeis binyan, destroys a house, v'sose mayan, closes up a ma'ayana well, u'ma'abed ma'achalos derech hashchasa, over below Tashchis. Everybody Baal Tashchis is even by non-fruit-bearing trees. The Malkus is only by fruit-bearing trees because that's what's beferish in the Torah, and the other ones are not. But again, that's in terms of where the Daraisa concept comes up of Ilani Srak versus fruit-bearing trees. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Mana, Azlus leKesarin. I went to Kesaria. V'sham is Reboshia bar Shammai v'shem Reb Yislav ben Elazar. What if there are two pergolas right near each other, but there's a little space in between? Little space in between, even very little, but they're two separate pifyaros. So then, mutter, you don't say that, oh, they're considered as one, and you can't plant under the other, the second one that the vine is not on. No, they're looked at as a two. On Rabbi Chinana, v'tani palik. But the following brisa that we're about to have is going to argue, and the brisa is going to say, im hayadarko l'vasei aser. If the derech of this vine is to spread, and you want it to spread, and that's the plan for it to spread, so then it's going to be aser, even though technically it is two. And where is that brisa? As follows. V'tani chen. The following brisa has it. Rav Shimon Elazar omer, im hayadarko l'vaseya, bein pifor l'pifor, kepifor echadu. Right, if the derech is for it to spread over the other pergola that's right next to it, so it's called one pifar, and therefore one is not allowed to plant there. Again, it's aser pashtus midrabanan, because as the Mishnah said, it did not, it does not become aser until everything grows on it, and if only then it's aser if it grows the requisite amount as we have seen. But up until then, it's just aser to do lachadchila. The Mishnah said, though, as we mentioned, there's a difference. If you spread your vine, if you support your vine onto a fruit tree, so then the rest of the tree does not become aser, meaning you're allowed to plant underneath the rest of the tree. So ma beinilan soach, ma beinilan machal. What's the difference? Says we said yesterday, but here the Gemara says it. Adam mevatel ilan srak al gabe gafno. A person will be mevatel, will nullify, will not be interested in the support, the ilan srak itself. If you have a vine on it, you know how you're going to look at this? You're going to look at, oh, that's my vine. If you're showing your neighbor your trees, you're going to say, oh, that's my vine, if it's on an ilan srak. But if you have a vine on top of your apple tree, you're not going to show your neighbors, oh, that's my vine. You're going to say, that's my vine on my apple tree. The apple tree is also important to you. And therefore, it's not going to be batel, so you're allowed to plant zraim on the other side of the apple tree. Right? Again, remember, there's no kilai zraim either by trees, unless it's grafted together. So, because that's still called an apple tree on the other side, it's not called a vine, therefore it is allowed. The Chazon Ish has a suffix. The Gemara says this here as if it's like Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, right? The Ilan Srak versus fruit trees. What happens if you have an Ilan Srak, but it's a very important Ilan Srak to you? You're not going to leave the vine there, because this non-fruit-bearing tree is important to you. So you're not mevatelit. Or but the other way, what if you have an apple tree that you don't really care about the apples? You're interested in the vines. So do you say that it goes by objective what the Mishnah said, or could you say that, you know, there's flexibility and you go by the umdana of each person? That's his suffix here in Siman Yud Gimel in Kelayim. Vine bilan srak vilan macha lo chilku bein daito shiyahalech alehem hachadosh olo. Right, the poskim or machalik umashma to besrak aser afilu daito shelo yalech alav hachadosh. Sounds like from the Mishnah that ilan srak is aser no matter what, even if you don't have in mind that a kid spreads. Ubemachal mutter afilu daito yalech alav hachadosh, and by machal would be mutter even if you have plans to leave it there be mavatel it. So he's not sure. He's not sure. Maybe it's not sure whether it goes by people's das or it goes by objective, and it doesn't really matter what people are thinking now. Okay, says the Gemara Taman Tanina, and we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Kelim, Kala Chamasos Truas Toros. Let's say somebody has a leather flask. Right in the days of old, when they don't have water bottles, but they put water into a leather flask. So what if the leather flask got a hole in it? Got a hole in it, and you tied it up. If you tied it up, let's assume how it was made, the case that we're talking about. So Kala Chamasos Truas Toros. Even if you tied it up, once it gets a hole in it, then it's not makabel tum anymore. It says the Mishnah, even if you tied it up, it's still tahar. No, that's not going to last so long if you tied it up. Chutz mishel arviyim, except for the Arabian ones. The Arabian ones, they have a real strong tie, and therefore that's going to last forever, and therefore that's makabel tum now. Rabbi Meir Omer, it depends. Soror hasha'a tahoros. Soror olam tameos. Remeir sounds like it depends how long you're planning to have the knot there. If you can have you're planning to have the knot there just temporarily, tzorah shah, then it's tzorah, then it's not makabel tuma. The knot is not batel, so to speak, to the hole, to the bag, to the flask. But tzorah olam, if you're planning to have it forever, tameos. If you tied it, then it's planning to be there forever, then tameos, then it will be makabel tuma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol chamasos tzuros tahoros. No. They're all tahor, meaning none of the knots are serious, none of the knots are going to last, and therefore, it is not, none of these are makabel tuma. We'll get back, let's continue first. Is tani machalef? Some have the girsa of Rabbi Meir in the flipped. Right, what's our girsa in the Mishnah? Rabbi Meir says, if you're planning to have it there for a short amount of time, it's not makabel tuma. If you're planning to have it there forever, then it is makabel tuma. So some have it flipped. We don't know what the svar is for that. Some have it flipped. If you're planning to have it there forever, then it is not makabel tuma. And if you're planning to have it there temporarily, then it is makabel tuma. So we're not sure exactly, but the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Yasa, kimas disan. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha had it like our Mishnah has. I mean, the way that makes sense to us, for Rabbi Meir, the longer it's there, the more that it becomes part of the bag. Amr Rabbi Yudin, simana de kelim, kilayim. How do you remember which one is right? Meaning, the simin of that Mishnah in Kelim is looking here by Kilayim. What's the connection between our Mishnah and that Mishnah? The question is, bittel, as we said. Just like, if you put a vine on an Ilan Srak, you're mevatel the Ilan Srak to the vines. So too, here in the Mishnah in Kelim, you're mevatel the knot to the bag in cases where you're going to leave it there forever. That's the parallel. Let's read that in the Mara Fulda. Simon at the Kilim Kilayim. Kimo Gabi Kilayim, just like by Kilayim. Ditznan Ilan Srak Adam Mevatlo Agabi Gafno Lakach Aser, because the person is Mevatel his Ilan Srak to his Geffen, and that's why it's Aser. Vilan Te'ena Ein Adam Mevatlo Mutter, and by a fig tree a person is not. So Kach Srar, so two different types of knots. Olam, Tzor Olam, a not forever, Dada Mevatlo, Vena Kesher Asui Lahatir, you're never going to undo it. Vitame, and it's Makabel Tuma, Vitzor Shah, the Eim of Alu Vasu Lahatir Tor, and if it's only temporary knot, then it's going to be Tor. Ulafi Simin Zet Teda, and according to this, remember, Shah Iker Kimas Nisan Velo Katana de Brisa de Machlev, right? This is, reminds you which direction Rabbi Meir goes in terms of his Chilak. And the Gemara says, Dalkan, because if not, if you don't say this, Ma Bein Sura Olam, Ma Bein Sura Shah, if you don't say it's based on Bittel, as our Mishnah has a concept of Bittel, so what will be the difference between a knot that's going to be there forever or a knot that's going to be there for a short amount of time? It has to be, if it's going to be there forever, then you're Mevatel it there. Or you're Mevatel it to the bag, and the skilu is closed permanently. Right, so that's what the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Kelim and Kelayim are connected. Debei Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says, no, it could be there's another reason to be mechalik between the two. Amri, Srar Olam Tzarachitach. Srar Shah, Eino Tzarachitach. It might depend how serious of a knot is and how to undo it. To undo the knot, you have to cut the knot. you have to cut it, or is it undoable? Could you just undo it and untie it? So maybe a permanent knot, the tzurar olam, is so hard, so tight, that you have to get a knife to cut it, and that's why it's considered part of the bag. But tzurar shah, a temporary one, one would not need to cut, one would be able to just untie, and it wouldn't be part of the bag, and it wouldn't be makabel tumah, because it would be easy to undo, because you wouldn't even have to cut it. So again, this is the chilek. We're going to start with Beis Hashem tomorrow. Shir will be this. So this discussion here is, how much do you look at the objective standard of the knot, like these last two days? Is it a very serious knot that you have to cut, or can you undo it? So that sounds like an objective, looking at the knot. But as Rabbi Meir said, maybe it goes by your kavana. Maybe it goes by your kavana. How long do you plan to have the knot there? Do you have to have the knot there forever? Do you have to plan to have the knot there only a certain amount of time? And that chilek impacts Hilchos Shabbos, as you know, for the machlokes of kosher. Right? Does kosher go by the type of knot it is, or the kavana of how long I want the knot to stay there? So as we'll see, that's very lamais in Hilchos Shabbos. What is considered a long time in Hilchos Shabbos? 24 hours, a week, a month. So hopefully we'll start with that tomorrow as we continue here in Perek Ezeo Ares. Two more blot to this sixth Perek of Meseches Kilayim. Okay, we'll stop here.